Track 13. Bob's Quiz, the answers. Sam warned you earlier on that Neil has courageously offered to try to answer the quiz questions. He's had no advance warning, so he can't have looked anything up on Google. Here are Sam and Neil.
Welcome to the quiz answers. Now, this is where we all shout out, "Oh, of course," and "Well, I never," and "How on earth was I supposed to know that?" So, to do the shouting for us today, I'm joined by Neil Haverson.
Hello,
big
Sam.
Big hand. And I will ask Neil the question and see what he thinks the answer is. Or perhaps shout, "Pass." Well, that's pass. So this will give you a moment to think about your answer and whether you agree with Neil before I give the real answer. And I know it's a change from our usual way of doing this, but we hope to have one of you join us in the future. So look out. Right, these Norfolk-based questions do give us an insight into the history and the culture of the county, but can seem a little difficult sometimes. Still, it's not as if there are questions about steam engines or farm machinery from the 1770s or... Uh-oh. Oh, hang on, that's the first one. Oh, well. Right, so here we go. Straight in with question one. How are you feeling, Neil?
Bit twitchy at the moment, but,
Chair comfy?
Your chair's comfy. Right. The brain is starting to function good. Slightly.
Right, so, Neil, what is the name of the firm which made steam engines and farming machinery at its Thetford factory from around 1770 until 1928.
Ah, Thetford, you see. My wife comes from Thetford. And it was just after 1728 that I think we met.
Right, so that would be nearly 5:30.
Yeah, just about. So I think I do know the answer to this one. I think it might be Burrell.
Ah, yes, the answer was famous family firm of Charles Burrell and Sons. That's Charles Burrell and Sons. Right, Neil, question number two. Doing well so far. Can you tell me, according to the most recent data published by the Office of Rail and Road, which is the least used railway station in Norfolk? Is it A, Burnie Arms, B, Buckenham, or C, Harling Road?
Gosh, that's a tricky one, isn't it? I haven't been on the train for years. I used to love going on the train. I used to take my dog on the train as well. Yeah,
oh,
I did.
Penny fares.
Yeah, but I used to travel from Swaffham to King's Lynn, so it doesn't take into account any of those stations you've mentioned.
Oh.
I would say, because it's somewhere out on the Broads where nobody hardly ever goes, it's the Burnie Arms, but I don't know.
This is the station out at Buckenham. Oh. Sorry. Despite Burnie Arms being the most isolated of stations, and actually just a platform in the middle of nowhere at that. So, OK, on to our questions on literature and music. Are you feeling cultured?
Not particularly, but okay. Just give it a go.
OK, question number three, Neil. Norfolk's best-known brass band hails from which village?
God, that's a tricky one. My music is not great. I've got plenty
Yours
of brass,
general
I
knowledge.
Think, but I don't know whether I trumpet that enough. I don't know. Brass band in Norfolk. Ooh, I know there was once a very good brass band at Ashill, but that's the best I can come up with, Sam.
That's not good enough, I'm afraid, Neil. The brassy answer is Causton, not the one in Midsummer Murders. Have you not heard of the Causton brass band?
No, I haven't.
Oh, gosh. You need to get out more.
I've heard of the Black Dyke band, but that's not in Norfolk, is it?
No. Okay, question number four asked, born in Des Moines, in Iowa, this writer made his home in Norfolk for 10 years. But, Neil, what is his name?
I'm glad you pronounced that. I've often wondered how you pronounce Des Moines. I've read most of his books, I think.
Oh, it's looking hopeful.
Could his name be William Bryson?
Yes, he is the famous author Bill Bryson, who has penned many books about the county. Good for you, Neil.
That's 2 out of 3.
It is, yes. I'm keeping tot here, 2 out of 3. Right, and here are two questions and answers on business and technology.
Ooh.
Question number 5. What is the name of the man who founded the Norwich Union Insurance Company in 1797?
Oh, I should know this.
I bet you don't.
I think you're going to be right. I know. He's insured my car. He's insured my home from time to time.
Oh,
no, I don't know that one, Sam, I have to confess.
Oh, bad luck, Neil. Well, this world-renowned insurance company was started by Thomas Bignold.
Oh,
and there was a school named after him. Did you go to school?
I you wouldn't know it, would you? But no. Yes, I did. Yeah, yeah.
And question number 6. In which village is Norfolk Brewer Woodfords based?
Oh.
It's a lot of...
I know, it's a lot of that, isn't there? Yeah. Actually, that was more me drinking a pint of Woodfords going, it's out north-ish Norfolk somewhere, isn't it? No. No,
the beer giant is based in Woodbastwick.
Woodbastwick.
That's a good name, isn't it?
There's a wood there in Bastwick. Woodfords and wood. I should have got the connection.
I should think so. Do you know, I thought it was Suffolk, but there you go. Right. Our Norfolk people questions and answers were, question number 7, which MasterChef finalist opened a specialist patisserie in Norwich?
In Norwich? Mm. MasterChef finalist. My cooking is pretty hopeless, you know, so I don't know much about chefs
and things.
I can give you a little
clue. He was actually a children's GP, actually.
A children's GP?
In Chipdom.
No, I'm going to have to pass on that one.
OK, well, this is the chef for the baker known as Tim Kinnaird, and his patisserie sells those unusual macarons, not to be confused with macaroons. These are macarons.
Oh.
In the Royal Arcade in
the
city centre. Well, macaroons are sort of coconutty, squidgy, made with squidgy coconut things. And macaroons are just kind of tiny, flavoured, colourful things made with rice flour. Look. Moving on. you've never tried one, Neil.
I understood that perfectly.
Look them up. And question number 8. Which Norfolk-born figure was executed by the German army in 1915 for treason?
Treason, No, I think you're going to beat me on that one as well. Oh, the First World War. Norfolk. No.
OK, give up?
I have to give up on that
right.
one.
Right. Well, this is Nurse Edith Cavell, whose grave is round the back of Norwich Cathedral.
Yes,
and she's got a statue to her just outside the main entrance.
Yeah, I've even written stories about her in my
really?
Magazine. Yeah.
Did anyone buy them?
No.
I'm such a bully.
I didn't know that. Oh, my goodness.
Well, did you know this statue used to be on a roundabout in the middle of Tombland, the area outside the front of the cathedral?
Oh, right. I didn't know that either.
Don't know a great deal, does he?
Tombland means it's a word for marketplace, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tomb, not a burial ground.
Right. Okay. Our two last questions were about sports people. How's your sport, Neil? Good?
Well, it used to be pretty good. I used to play quite a lot of sport, but I'm afraid the spirit is running, but the flesh is very weak now.
Okay, well, question number 9 asked, in 1993, Jeremy Goss and Mark Bowen scored in the historic UEFA Cup win for Norwich City against Bayern Munich. But who scored for the German side?
Oh, that's a stinker. Is stinker a German word? No.
That'd be Stinker.
Yeah, Stinker scored. Yeah. Oh, I remember the game, and there was that classic picture of Jeremy Goss in midair scoring his goal, which appeared in all the papers. But, oh, the German, no. Franz Beckenbauer is about the only German I know.
No. This was top scorer Christian Nerlinger. Jeremy Goss, a Welshman, used to work for Vision Norfolk. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
We learn a lot here, Neil. I think you should come back. You might learn a bit more.
Well, I need it.
And this last question. Question number 10 was about a Norfolk dynasty. Not to be confused with Dallas. Right, three members...
Is that dynasty or dynasty? Depends where you come from there.
Three members of the same Norfolk family have played men's rugby union for England. But who are they?
Oh... Yes, I think they play for North Walsham, I think, rugby club. I know there's Richard Hill. I'm just looking to see if you're going to give me a positive...
I'm giving nothing away.
No, nothing away. And there's twins, I think. played rugby as well.
Hopelessly barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, I know. I'm just fluffing now.
I bet our listeners are doing so much better than you, Neil.
I bet they are.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, right, put you out of your misery. They are Nick, Ben and Tom Youngs.
Oh, who the Youngs,
I'm led to believe they played very well.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough of my out-of-the-depth rugby talk. So, Neil, let's tot up your scores. You seem to have scored a magnificent kind of Kelvin scale, really. Da, 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 da. Two.
Two.
Oh, could do better.
Could do better. But as soon as you said the answers, I was typical in going, oh, that, of course, yes, I know. I knew the Youngs and I didn't know the German footballer, though.
No.
Nerlinger.
What would be your ideal quiz?
I don't know. I think probably it would be sport.
Not beer?
No. Okay. Well, yes, it could be, actually, but it would be beer from years ago.
All right, dear listener, we are going to completely digress here.
Yeah.
So, as usual, we would like to hear how you have done on the quiz. And a top score of two here at Chatterbox HQ. Can you beat that? Well, do let us know. And also, if you would like to join us in the studio next month to give your answers, please do drop us a message. You can do that by phone, email or note to the usual address. That'd be lovely. Meet the listeners. And so perhaps next month we will have more general knowledge-based questions. So how do you feel about that? But for now, it's a goodbye from...
Neil. Or can I call myself Nerlinger?
Neil, from the Young Ones. And me, Sam. It's a big bye!
Neil and Sam, thank you very much.